This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
Hello, listeners. This is John Jeffers of the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. I want to talk to you, the members of the intelligentsia. And you are members of the intelligentsia because you listen to Contra Radio Network. And all of our shows are heard around the world. And one of the things I want to talk to you about is if you're looking to do a show, a podcast, I urge you to come on over and check out Contra Radio Network. Now, the best thing about this is this. This is something we have. You know, with Contra Radio Network, we do a live streaming on Live 365. And because we do, you can have copyrighted music in your programs because we're covered under the BMI and ASCAP licensing. And that's really cool. And let me tell you something else, my friends. We'll allow you to do any show you want to do on any subject matter. That's right. So do me a favor. Why don't you come on over to Contra Radio Network, check out our rates. I guarantee you're going to find it to be not only competitive, but we can beat most everybody. So check out ContraRadioNetwork.com/CRN-broadcasting. That's ContraRadioNetwork.com/CRN-broadcasting. I'm John Jeffers right here on the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network saying thank you to the intelligentsia. Come on over and give us a try. You won't be sorry, I promise.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Welcome to the Jeffers Brief. Only on Contra Radio Network.
Hello again, members of the intelligentsia. So glad you could join me here on the Jeffers Brief. I'm John Jeffers. Welcome to the Contra Radio Network. So glad to have you here for another week. Hope you're staying healthy. You have not been infected, becoming a plague rat. That's a good thing, really. All right. I've been thinking about a couple things that I wanted to get with you. First things first. You need to resupply. You need to find some, you know, patch the weak spots you found in your supply catch. Go to ContraRadioNetwork.com. Go to the Sponsors tab. By all means, please, give us a hand here by ordering whatever you need through the CRN affiliates. And I'll tell you why. It doesn't cost you anything extra. If anything, the companies that we're affiliated with who decided to join with Contra Radio Network, we get a piece of their pie, not yours. So please, by all means, do it. For Canadian listeners, I'm working real hard. I think we might have something either Friday or Saturday for you Canadian listeners about what's going on in your country. And I got to say, I see it and I don't like it one little bit. What surprises me, though, is that so many of you Canadians, I don't know, it's just, I guarantee you, it's just me. It's And I've always thought the Canadians were a fiercely independent group. Yet, what I see coming out of their government suggests something totally 180-degree opposite of what I always thought. So I'm trying to get a hold of Stefanos Keratopoulos, a Canadian lawyer, who can't stand what he sees going on in Canada. Trying to get him on. We're working on a schedule, trying to work that out. Okay, now let's get to it. One of the things I noticed, I'm not sure where I want to start. Let's start here. Let's start with the top 10 cheapest emergency foods, my friends. Now, we saw what happened. You know, oh, coronavirus, I got to buy toilet paper. Still can't figure that one out, except other than say they must have seen the video coming out of Taiwan on the internet when people were fighting over toilet paper. Taiwan is an island. They have to import everything practically. Now, why that doesn't translate to the United States, I don't know. But it did. Somehow, they got it in their minds. Oh, yeah, I got to get toilet paper. I got to get lots of it. Really? Anyways, so the top 10 cheapest emergency foods, because creating a stockpile is expensive. And you want to make sure whatever you pick up gives you the biggest bang for your buck, right? That means looking at more than just the price tag. Now, emergency foods are really about calories and sustaining your body, so you need to figure out the cost per calorie. You need calories to live. So if you can find the cheapest emergency foods that give you the most calories, hey, you're winning, right? Those are the foods you want in your stockpile. But not all foods fit into that category. So let's take a look at the top 10 of the cheapest emergency foods you can buy to give you the most calories. Now, don't forget, now costs are going to vary depending on where you are and what site you purchase from. So the calculation is this for each food is the number of calories you can get for a single U.S. dollar. We'll count down from the least calories per dollar to the most calories per dollar, all right? Number 10, canned tuna. Every stockpile needs more than one type of meat, and tuna is a great option. Be sure to look for canned tuna in oil, as it has far more calories. Oh, by the way, and it tastes better. It really does. So, now Amazon sells a 48-pack of chunk light tuna in oil for less than $50. That's as of this writing. So, as I'm reading it to you, I'm telling you. So you can get it for less than a dollar a can. So how does that break down for your savings? So each serving has 160 calories and an impressive 20 grams of protein. So you would pay 54 cents per 100 calories. However, considering what a high source of protein this is, it is worth the price. Calories per dollar, 186. There you go. When was this written? Where did we get this? Does not say. Huh. Interesting. Doesn't say. Usually it says. Number 9, powdered milk. In times of emergency, you might not have a source of fresh milk, but you do need calcium in your body for optimal health. That's why all fully stocked pantries need to have powdered milk. Not only can you use powdered milk in recipes, but it can be reconstituted into drinking milk. You can buy whole milk powder from Amazon and from, Valley Storage Foods. There's one of our affiliates for CRM. Now, on Amazon, they have many choices, including Peak Dry Whole Milk Powder for less than $70. You can get an 88-ounce tub. You can mix a quarter cup of the powdered milk into a cup of water to make drinkable milk. Each tub has around 104 servings. Each serving is 120 calories. With 7 grams of fat, 8 grams of carbohydrates, 6 grams of proteins. That equals about 62 cents per serving. Your calories per dollar, 192. Dried beans. Pretty much all beans are high in calories, usually over 100 calories per half a cup. Plus, they're very high in protein. That's a good thing. What you're going to need if you're going to be living on survival food, which is mostly carbohydrates. Now, if you're a diabetic, carbohydrates is like, you know, poison. Now, of all the beans, black beans aren't quite the highest in calories, but they're pretty good. And think, what do we got here? Amazon sells a 4-pound bag of Iberia black beans for a very low price. You can get over 3,000 calories for less than $12 in most places. Calories per dollar, 320. Number 7, instant potatoes. Every prepper needs to have some comfort food in their stockpile, and mashed potatoes are just that. While they don't add protein or fats, they're a great source of carbohydrates, which is needed during an emergency. Now, you can find pouches for a dollar in most stores, but there is another choice. Amazon sells Chef's Quality Mashed Potatoes Complete Instant. This is a 5.44-pound container of instant potatoes for less than $30. In this container, you get 145 servings. Each serving has 60 calories. It's only a half a cup of prepared mashed potatoes. So what does that equal? Well, you pay 19 cents per serving. It's a lot cheaper than the pouches in the store. Even if the store pouches are double the serving size, that's only 40 cents rather than the dollar you typically pay. So the calories per dollar, 322. Number 6, peanut butter. Always a good, you can't go wrong with peanut butter in your supply catch. It's got a source of fats and proteins. A single serving of peanut butter contains 190 calories, 16 grams of fat, 7 grams of protein, and it tastes good. And it's filling, so a little can go a long way. Now, the cheapest peanut butter we could find is at Walmart. You can buy a 40-ounce container of Jif creamy peanut butter. Each jar contains 34 servings, and it only costs $5.44. That equals 16 cents per serving size of 190 calories. Calories per dollar, 1,188. Number 5 is pasta. Walmart, great value pasta, 16 ounces, 82 cents. I can't find it cheaper anywhere else. But how's it break down? Well, each 16-ounce box of pasta has around 8 servings. Each serving is 200 calories. So you pay 10 cents per serving or 5 cents per 100 calories. Your calories per dollar, 1,951. I know. Number 4 is vegetable oil. One of the cheapest places you can get vegetable oil is Walmart, and it's which sells the product of Wesson vegetable oil in a 5-quart bottle. That's a total of 160 fluid ounces for $20.05. Each serving has 130 calories, and a 5-quart bottle has 310 servings. That means you're paying 6 cents per serving size. Calories per dollar, 2,010. Number 3, lard. Walmart has hands down the best price for lard. You can purchase a 4-pound bucket of lard by Armour Lard for $6.98. That equals $1.75 per pound. Now, there are around 140 servings inside the bucket, and each serving has 120 calories. You pay 4 cents per 120 calories. Calories per dollar, 2,407. Number 2 is oats. Best value that was found was at Costco. They used to sell the Quaker Oats old-fashioned oatmeal in 2 canisters equaling 5 pounds of oats for $9.49. And each canister, you receive 113 servings for a total of 226 servings. Each serving has 150 calories. That means you pay 4 cents per 150 calories. Calories per dollar, 3,572. Rice. Everyone wants to have rice in their stockpile, and is typically one of the first foods that disappear off the shelves whenever an emergency takes place. Finding the best price for rice is tricky, since there are many different types of rice on the market. Now, if you can find, for example, a 25-pound bag for, say, $10 or $11, you're doing good, because you will receive 252 servings, and each serving has 160 calories. Altogether, that means it costs 4 cents per 160 calories or serving size. Your calories per dollar is 3,668. Stockpiling the right emergency food doesn't need to cost a lot of money. It just doesn't. Remember to look at the calories per dollar to be sure it's worth adding to your stockpile. Then also lets you find the best value for your money. So that's how you work it. All right, let's come back for segment 2. We'll be right back.
Proper has made tactical gear with a purpose for over 50 years, since their first U.S. Navy contract in 1967. Today, Proper designs and manufactures professional-level tactical apparel and gear for military, law enforcement, and public safety professionals and civilians, whether in the service, on the job, or off for the weekend. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Proper banner now.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN for all the right reasons.
Welcome back to part two, segment two of the Jeffers Brief. Second thing I want to talk to you about is this. It is high time, and I've thought about this, and I want to put it out there. It's for you to decide how you want to do it, how you know, if you want to do it. And this was written on March 27th by Rich M. He says, why you should think like a Navy SEAL instead of a doomsday prepper. Now, the Navy SEALs have been touted a lot in the prepping and survival community. Somehow, we've all gotten the idea that they're the world's greatest survival experts, but they're not. Oh, they're well-trained in several, you know, survival techniques. That's just part of their training. But survival, at least in the sense we talk about, isn't what SEALs are about. They're about surviving a hostile environment so that they can complete their mission. More than anything, they're about getting it done. Patriot group leaders, you paying attention? That's not to say we can't learn a lot from SEALs, and we can. In fact, there are some very important lessons that every SEAL must learn in order to become a SEAL, which we should all learn as well. From what I know of SEALs, and I've known a number of them, they would do well in a survival situation. But it wouldn't be because of their survival skills. It would be because some of the things which are ingrained in every SEAL I've ever met or even heard of. By the way, look up a SEAL by name of Mark Robinson. Personal friend, former co-worker. Now, SEALs are unique in all the world's special military forces. Part of that is their training. The name SEAL stands for sea, air, and land, indicating they are trained to operate in all three areas. It doesn't matter to them if they use scuba gear to swim to their operating area, halo out of an airplane, or hump their packs across the hills. They're trained to pick the best way for the specific mission. Now, while training is really important, there's something else that makes SEALs much more special. If something that comes from deep down inside the individual, some have it and some just don't. Those that don't can learn it if they want it enough. But that wanting has to come from inside as well. It's the thing in which they have to dig up from inside themselves which really makes SEALs what they are. It what makes them overcome odds. It what makes them survive. What is it? You know, the only easy day was yesterday. And if there's anything that gets SEALs apart from normal human beings, is that they just don't know how to quit. Every SEAL is a volunteer. They're given countless opportunities to quit. Those who wear the Trident badge are those who have decided not to quit, no matter how rough it gets. And the SEAL motto is, the only easy day was yesterday. In other words, they don't expect it to be easy. They've steeled themselves to succeed no matter how rough it gets. Now, at the SEAL training camp, there's a bell hanging right outside the orderly room. During Hell Week, the fourth week of Bud's training, the trainees are kept going in heavy physical training for 5 days and 5 nights continually, with only 4 total hours of sleep. During that time, the instructors are constantly yelling at the trainees to ring the bell, which signifies they quit. This may not seem like it, but that bell is probably the most important single part of SEAL training. It's not so much that they have to prove it to the instructors that they can do it, but they have to prove it to themselves. To be a SEAL, you have to keep going no matter what and complete the mission. If you think about it, that's a rather fearsome capability, one that other armies envy. So when it comes to you and I, we need to have the same attitude about our survival. If there's anything that can defeat us, it's our own attitude, especially one that tells us to give up. We've got to learn that we can overcome and that there's never any excuse to ring the bell. So think ahead. But SEALs aren't just brawn, they're brains as well. Although the requirements for entering BUDS training don't actually set the bar that high, the average AFQT score for SEALs is 112. That's 2 points higher than the required to become an officer. To put that in more commonly understood terms, most successful Navy SEALs have an IQ score in the upper 120s. It's a good thing they're that smart too, because SEAL teams commonly break up into smaller subunits to accomplish their missions. Sometimes units as small as two or three people. While those teams will usually have a considerable amount of support, it's still up to the team members to plan and oversee their own missions. So SEALs have to not only be smart, but they need to be planners as well, always thinking ahead about what's going to come so they can be ready when it happens. I've been telling you this, but not in those words. I've been telling you this since this coronavirus broke back in late January. I've been telling you about it. Some of you have been saying, well, it came from here or it came from there. And I kept telling you, it doesn't matter where it came from. You got to deal with what's right in front of you right now. Worry about where it came from later. Does that stop anybody? No, nobody fucking listens. Anyways. Now, there was a great scene in a movie where a SEAL was confronted on the beach by a group of five gang members who thought they were pretty tough. As he sat there listening to them threaten him and drinking his beer, he was planning out his attack. He was more ready than they were to win the battle, even though they had him outnumbered. Isn't prepping all about looking ahead and deciding what we'll need to have in order to survive? The better we can foresee what might happen in any given scenario, and the better we can see what we'll have, what we'll need to have in order to overcome it, the better prepared we will be. Now, situational awareness, I've talked to about this many times here on this show, ever since I started doing this show in 2014, is such a part of the SEAL's makeup that I really think it would be impossible to take one of them by surprise. They live a dangerous life, so they cultivate that situational awareness. Every sound, every scent, every stirring of the air around them means something, probably something that's not to their benefit, so they stay aware, ready for whatever comes. For us, there are two types of situational awareness that we need to think about. We can call them strategic situational awareness and tactical situational awareness. Strategic situational awareness is about knowing what's happening in our world, which could lead to a disaster. It's the get ready, here it comes type of awareness that allows us to act before it's too late rather than merely reacting. We need to keep ourselves informed so we can maintain our strategic situational awareness. Now, the other kind is a situational awareness. It's tactical situational awareness. It's about being aware about what is going on right around us. We don't get that sort of awareness from watching the news, checking our favorite websites, or even listening to a police scanner, or listening to me. Rather, it's a type that comes from looking and listening to our environment, specifically looking for threats, the kind that come from a bad guy with a knife or a gun, the kind we have to react to right now. I've got to end this up by going back to where I started. The training that SEALs receive, they're exquisitely trained to use any piece of equipment they are likely to run across, military, civilian, belong to our own armed forces, our allies, our enemies. They can make the most of it all. Now, part of the reason for Hell Week is to weed out those that are going to quit before the Navy invests a lot in their training. With a cost of $350,000 to $500,000 to train each SEAL and an operational cost of about $1 million per year, the Navy wants to make sure they get their money's worth. If someone is going to quit, it's best they do so before investing all that effort and money in them. Now, full training for a Navy SEAL can take as much as 30 months, making it one of the most intensive training regimens in the military around the world. But that training translates directly into effectiveness, as they were able to do just about anything asked of them, and Navy SEAL would probably never say, I don't know how to do that. More importantly, they never find themselves unable to complete a mission because they don't know how to do what they need to. They're well-equipped, but more importantly, they're exquisitely well-trained. When it comes to you and I, we need to have that level of training as well. Survival, especially long-term survival, requires the ability to do a broad range of different tasks and to do them well. I don't care how big your stockpile is or how much gear you've got. If you don't know how to make the most of it, your chances of making it are extremely slim. It's obviously time to learn some new skills. And in doing so, we really need to start thinking like a SEAL as opposed to a doomsday prepper. Yes? No? What do you think? It's our mindset that's going to get us through. It's your mindset to look forward. If this happens, we're going to do this, this, and this. We saw all preppers saw this. This is coming down the road. I put the word out in late January to all the listeners here on CRN and to all the CRN Facebook group subscribers. I put that out there, and I put it on mumbleit.com. I put it there. This is coming. Get ready. Get ready. Buy your mask now. Get your filters now. I put it out there. We see what happens. We see the world around us and how they react, especially the non-preppers. So, something to think about. Until next week, I'm John Jeffers. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to support CRN. I'd appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. Thanks again. Talk to you.